In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. I will read just some verses from Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise from the right is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song, play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Glory be to God. Amen. I asked myself why many of the fathers were very successful. From about more than 10 years, I started to write about the fathers of the church and the saints of the church in Arabic, a dictionary. And I want to know what is the main line in the life of those saints, monks, martyrs, and so on. I discovered while I wrote these books concerning these saints, there was a very clear line in their life. What is this line? This line is joy in the Lord. Even the monks, even the hermits, they felt that they are in the hands of God, and God dwells within them, and all the heavenly hosts are waiting for them to welcome them, and the heavenly hosts are waiting to see the ceremony of the marriage of the Lord Jesus Christ with the souls of the believers. They lived an inner atmosphere of joy. And I can say this is in fact the foundation of their spiritual life. We heard now the psalm says, or he sings this song, rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous. And he said also, for praise from the upright is beautiful. Beautiful in which sight? In the sight of God, in the sight of the angels, in his inner sight, he or she feels, oh, I am very joyful in the Lord Jesus Christ. I am prepared to be in heaven eternally. I know theologically it is wrong, but we can say, I am lucky. I am lucky that I know the Holy Trinity and I enjoy the fellowship with the Lord and the dwelling of the Holy Spirit within me and my close relationship with the Father because I am adopted as his own child. This is, in fact, the true atmosphere and the life of the saints. And thus we hear, for praise from the upright is beautiful. When we ask Saint Augustine, how can I praise God? He said, oh, you are an instrument of music. We hear, praise the Lord with the harp. Which harp? make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. What is this melody? Two kinds of instruments of music. Saint Augustine says, do you want to sing a very beautiful song? To be truly pleased by God the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, and to make all the heavenly host rejoice, you have a special two instruments by which you can play a very nice and spiritual song. What are these instruments? My body, my soul. If we ask Saint Jacob of Serug, you know, when he was about 25 years old and he was ordained by 4 or 5 bishops, they want to make test exam to him. He said, can you tell us about the vision of Ezekiel in a song? A moment he started to sing this song from about 1,000 lines. And they were astonished. How in the spot? How he did that? Because all his life was full of joy. His inner man was ready to sing songs unceasingly. His body, as he said, that it is the instrument of music. If Saint Augustine says that my body, with its emotions, senses, my soul, my mind, my thoughts, all my whole being, in fact, is, as we can see, choir of, to make a symphony to the Lord. Saint Jacob of Serug, the Syrian father in the 6th century, says, God created your mouth or my mouth to sing God. He created all the members of my body to sing and to reveal man's or the believer's joy in the Lord. We are in need to discover that we came here in this world, although it is called the world of weeping or a world of suffering, but in fact, God created me here to be a source of joy, not by myself, but by the work of the Holy Spirit. As many fathers said, that the Holy Spirit plays music through our bodies and through our souls. You are called in Christianity, and your faith is focused, in fact, on one thing, as Saint John Chrysostom says. The great marvel which the Lord Jesus Christ made, he changed our earth into heaven, and he changed men into angels. Perhaps you say, oh, I am a sinner, I am suffering of many bad thoughts, how you ask me to be instrument of joy? In Psalm 66, just the first verse, what the psalm says, make a joyful shout to God, who, the righteous, the believers, all the earth, When I hear all the earth, and I ask Saint Augustine, what does it mean, all the earth? He said, with all your body, because Saint Augustine used to speak about earth that it is a symbol of our body. All my body, like John Chrysostom, like John the Baptist, in the womb of his mother, he was rejoicing. He was dancing when Saint Mary entered and visited the house of Zechariah and Elizabeth. Not only he rejoiced, but he became source of joy to his mother and to his father. And until now, he is source of joy through the work of God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, for all of us. If this baby who was in the womb of his mother rejoiced while he was in this dark place, what about us? I am living here in this world to share the heavenly hosts their joy. Many times I ask the people if we have a camera and take pictures of the hearts of the people. How many person will be joyful? How many are in grief? What do you think? If you have a camera to your heart, how long all the day and the night, even while you are sleeping, you are very joyful in the Lord, and how long you are depressed, or you are in grief or in sorrow? If you are man of God, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you discover the working of the Holy Spirit and the Father and Son in your life, surely your heart will become the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is the kingdom of joy and not the kingdom of sorrow. I can't imagine when we go to heaven, God will, and we will see Archangel Michael and he is depressed. Can you imagine that? Or Archangel Gabriel and he is in sorrow. No one in heaven are in sorrow and grief. We are the icon of heaven. Saint John Chrysostom was a man of suffering. I remember when I read about the exile of Saint John Chrysostom from just 2 days, I start to ask myself, what about me? He was a very joyful person, and he wrote in one of his letters, I am abundantly rejoicing because God granted me to share him his crucifixion. And he accepted that I suffer on the last days of my life. It is a joyful thing for me. How is it? Then we have to focus our eyes in our life on joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, oh, I am a sinner. I am a sinner. How can I give thanks to God or praise God or speak in joyful way while I am suffering of sin? I remember once a little lady called me from Cairo while I was in Alexandria and said, Father, I want to come to Alexandria just to confess and leave Alexandria. I said, okay. She came and she said, for more than 10 years, I was suffering of very bad thoughts. I am a teacher of Sunday school. I read the Bible. I pray the Agbaya and the personal prayers, fasting, Mataniyat. I never look to the bad sides in the computer and so on. But I am suffering. And my father in confession said, what will I do with you? Always you are suffering of these bad thoughts. And I heard just a sermon that somebody asked you, or how can I thank God while I am suffering of sin? And you answered him and said, when you are suffering of these bad thoughts or any sin, make a matanya, you know matanya, kneeling and bowing before God, and said, oh God, I am your own child. I believe and trust in you. I am very weak. I can't change my life. I can't live in righteousness. I am suffering of sin. Can you change my life? I put all my life in you. Thank you, my Lord, for you revealed to me that I am a sinner. And you revealed to me that you are the Redeemer of sinners. Focus your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, the lover of all the sinners, but the lover of all mankind. And he is interested in saving the souls. You say, it is not my job, it is your job. It is your business. I can't change my life. I can't renew my inner man. It is your work and the work of your Holy Spirit. And you promised me that you are the Redeemer of me and my brethren. And then thank God that he gave you the chance that you prayed and you asked the Redeemer or the Savior to renew your inner man continuously every day. She said, I did that about 3 or 4 times. And from this time, there is no place for the bad thoughts in my mind. I was astonished. What can I do after that? I said to her, continue in the same spiritual exercise, this practice. Sometimes, not only young people, even elders, they focus their eyes on their sins. And always they said, we are sinners, we are very weak, we are very bad. How is it? When you pray the Agbaya, the canonical hour, you start by thanksgiving prayer or by Psalm of Repentance, Psalm 50. Which one first? Thanksgiving. Then before I say to the Lord, I am a sinner, I am in need of your mercy, at first, thank you, my Lord, that you brought me to this hour and grant me to speak with you. I am truly a sinner, but thanks for your gifts. And after praying the thanksgiving prayer, pray Psalm 50, which is the Psalm of Repentance. We are in need to discover that what Nehemiah said in the book of Nehemiah, I think chapter 8, verse 10, what he said to the people. When they were weeping, he said, okay, you wept for your sins, but you have to know that your power, your strength is in the joy in the Lord. The joy of the Lord in your life is your strength. Saint Anthony the Great, the father of all monastic family, what he said, as the body is in need of food, the soul is in need of joy in the Lord. Saint Apollo, one of the fathers, he was abbot of a monastery in Upper Egypt, it's called an area of Ancona. He was the abbot of the monastery. And Saint Jerome visited, he is from the western area. He visited this monastery and he was astonished. When he entered the monastery in the guest house, he found all of them are rejoicing. And they welcomed him as if they knew him from many years. He said, "What happened?" They said, "Oh, we are rejoicing in the Lord." And he said, "Okay, I will see about, see others, the monks." He started to walk inside the monastery. Every one of the monks were rejoicing. He asked one of them, "Today is a feast day?" He said, "No." He said, "Why all of you are rejoicing?" He said, "Oh, the father Apollo used to walk in that monastery. When he finds any person upset or in sorrow, he asks him, 'Are you Christian?'" He said, "I am a monk." He says, "I ask you, are you Christian or not?" He said, "I am a Christian." "Do you believe Christ is in your heart?" He said, "Surely." He said, "If Christ is in your heart, it is a chance for joy or for sorrow." He said, "But I am sinner." "You have the Savior or the Redeemer of sinners within you. Why you are not rejoicing? If you are Christian, if Christ is in dwelling in your heart, you have to rejoice. If you are not rejoicing, Christ is not in your heart." I noticed from a long time, many of the young people feel very weak, especially in bad thoughts or sexual practices or something like that, because of the exaggeration in grief. When the person are upset, he has no control on his thoughts. He has no, or she has no control on their emotions. When I am rejoicing, I am not in need of bad thoughts. When I am rejoicing the Lord, I don't care of the sweetness of sin. I don't care about it. I am satisfied with the Lord Jesus Christ. We are in need not only to be joyful, but to create the atmosphere of joy at home, in the school or college, at your work, in the church, with your friends, but not the joy in the world, but the joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. Through the communal life, we are in need to encourage each other to be very joyful. Saint John Chrysostom used to say that the church is an icon of heaven. Why he said that? Because he used to feel when he was suffering, he discovered that angels surround him, the Lord within him, the Father is waiting for him, the Holy Spirit guides him. Then he says, "I am not on earth, I am in heaven." The church, not only the building of the church, but you are the church. The church is an icon of heaven. When Saint Paul and Saint Silas were in the jail, or the inner prison, or the inner jail, they were suffering too much. It is too hard to speak about suffering, especially at the Roman time in the inner jail. They prepared specially for the very cruel and bad criminals. If you ask Saint Paul or his friend or his the Silas, "What about the inner jail? Can you describe or tell me about this jail?" They said, "Oh, we don't see anything in the jail. We were in heaven. We were praising God in the midnight. And the heaven has responded concerning our joy. And there was earthquake. and all the jail started to be shaken, and the iron lost its characteristic, it became like water, and all the gates of the prison or the jail were opened, and even the keeper of the jail accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, believed in him and all his family. It was a very joyful night. We were in heaven, we were not on earth. What about us? If I ask you, where are you? You say, I am in Sydney. I am in heaven. What about your citizenship? It is Australian. I have a heavenly passport. Can pass until the throne of God. I am a heavenly. God granted me to be his child. I am proud that I am child of God. We are in need also to encourage each other to enjoy the atmosphere of heaven. Sometimes you may say, oh, but what about the feeling of others and what they will say concerning that? Always we are speaking about God, God. When you are smiling, when you are rejoicing, surely even the non-Christians will ask you why you are rejoicing. I remember one of the doctors, physician in a huge hospital, was walking, and one of the professors met him. Then he said to him, I notice you always rejoicing. Why you are always rejoicing? Why you always smiling? Did you not suffer from anything? Then he looked at him and said, I am rejoicing because I have my Lord Jesus Christ in my heart. He was not Christian. He was astonished. I hope to know your message. I tell you the very difficult message. To be the source of joy to your family. Easy? Your father, your mother, your brother, sister, grandfather, your relatives. I remember once the grandfather of one of the students, he came from Cairo, and in brief, after I finished the liturgy, he came and said, Father, you don't know me. I said, yes. He said, I am from Cairo. I have a problem. I said, what is the problem? He said, I want to complain against a person to you. I said, who is this person? He said, you. I don't know you. He said, and I don't know you. But there is a complaint against you. He said, what? He said, my granddaughter, you are his father in confession. Always he is praying. He fasts too much. He makes many matanyas. How he will be a social person, be successful in his life? He prays every time 3 hours. I was astonished. 3 hours? How is it? I said, I didn't hear that he was praying. He didn't tell me that he was praying every time 3 hours. He said, no, 3 hours. Do you accept that? I said, okay, I will tell him to be very moderate. After he left me, I asked him what about his study. I know that he's this person. He said, I know he's always in Egypt, they thought excellent, yani AA in all the topics and the subjects, and he's very successful in the faculty and so on. What about his friends? He said, very joyful, very nice friends. What about his relation with the family? He's very nice, but not social, in social way. When he left me, I forget what he said. On the next year, summer, he came. When I saw him, I remember what he would say to me. I didn't speak with him at all. Then he came and said, Father, do you remember me? I said, yes. The last summer you came and you complained against me and against your granddaughter, what you call. He said, I want to tell you now something else. I said, what? Do you know this person? He is my father and I am his son. I said, how is it? He said, I discovered he is more joyful than me. He is very successful. He is my teacher. I learned from him without speech how to live in joyful life. It is the first time in all my life to confess. Can you accept my confession? And he lived until he died. And he looked to this granddaughter as his own teacher and his own father. I hope truly to have the Lord within you. And the Lord is the dynamo for producing joy to everyone. Not by speech. By your prayers, by your mataniyat, by your fasting, you say, oh, I devote this fast of this week, Wednesday and Friday this week, on behalf of the joy of the whole world. Those in Iraq, those in the United States, those in Australia, and so on. I hope the whole world, from the east to the west, from the north to the south, all of them become joyful. It is my pleasure to see all of them sharing me, my joy in you. And I hope I see the whole world on the last day. I don't want to condemn any person, but to pray for them and to ask for their joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. Second thing, when you confess, before confessing of sinning, as Saint Augustine used to say, there are two kinds of confession and they are integral. The first we confess about the gifts of God. Thanks God for He did for me so and so and so. Second thing, thanks God because I discover I am a sinner in so and so. When you pray, before you say I am a sinner, you give thanks to God and sing, not only by your mouth or tongue, but also by your heart, by your mind, and say to God, truly, I can express my joy in you because you grant me many things unspeakable or many great things. I hope all of us to enjoy our faith. Even if you want to attract others to faith, you can't attract them unless you become very joyful. It is not your work or the work or the through your circumstances. It is the work of the Holy Trinity in your life. And you have to insist, I will not leave you until you bless me. As Jacob said, we want to be blessed every time, not only through prayers, but even before sleeping. Instead of remembering what I did all the day and become depressed or I become in grief. No. I remember what is good in my life and what God did with me. And I put all my sins under his feet, and I accept his work in my life. May the Lord Jesus Christ grant all of us this joyful life. Remember two things. You are an instrument of music, and the Holy Spirit is playing through you to bring a very joyful music or symphony even for heaven. Second thing, God created you to be very thankful and to share the heavenly host their giving hymns and their joyful life. Saint Paul used to say that the Lord Jesus Christ granted him to live in the heavenly life, as in his epistle to Ephesians, I think chapter 2, verse 6. May the Lord grant of all of us to be very joyful. Glory be to God. Amen.